Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with the local and regional news you need. Today, there's another wrinkle in the six-month saga to replace a Lackawanna County commissioner. And e-bikes and e-scooters are everywhere, it seems, causing headaches for trail operators and local police. It's Thursday, September 4th. Let's get into it. We'll get to that commissioner saga in just a moment, but first, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says his administration is prepared if President Donald Trump sends the National Guard to the state. Tom Reese reports for WVIA.
After Trump deployed the Guard to Los Angeles and Washington, D.C., the president said Tuesday he intends to send troops to Chicago and Baltimore. In response, Shapiro told reporters in Philadelphia that violent crime is down in Pennsylvania.
You know, I'm the former chief law enforcement officer of this Commonwealth, and I understand what communities need to do to make people safe.
Shapiro added that a federal judge recently ruled that Trump's deployments have been unconstitutional. He said there's been no indication that the White House plans to intervene in PA, but Trump has, quote, acted outside the bounds of the law before. The campaign of State Treasurer Stacey Garrity, the Republican frontrunner to challenge Shapiro's re-election next year, did not respond directly when asked whether she would support troop deployment here. The campaign said she supports Trump's law and order policies, and the state needs a Republican governor to, quote, restore safety. Reporting from Harrisburg, I'm Tom Reese.
Thanks, Tom. Now for that Lackawanna County news. Like I said before, it's another day, so that means another wrinkle in the six-month saga to replace ex-Lackawanna County Commissioner Matt McGloin. WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk has the latest.
Lackawanna County asked the state Supreme Court Wednesday to temporarily block county judges from appointing a replacement for former Commissioner Matt McGloin. The county and Commissioner Bill Gaughan asked the state's highest court for an emergency order blocking the appointment. The county judges are supposed to pick a replacement Thursday, but the county and Gaughan want them to wait. They want to wait until the state's top court decides whether to hear their appeals of lower court rulings on McGloin's replacement. County President Judge James Gibbons said the judges plan to appoint someone Thursday unless the Supreme Court says otherwise. The county and Gaughan have asked the Supreme Court to hear an appeal of lower court rulings that validated a county home rule charter process for replacing elected officials. Using that process, the County Democratic Party in February recommended three potential replacements for McGloin. Gaughan and the county want the county judges to ignore that. They want the judges to pick the replacement without the party having a say. I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. More up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuy from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. Okay, let's hit the trail for this next story. Somewhere between a regular analog bicycle and a motorcycle is an e-bike. There's also e-scooters. Both are equipped with a battery and a small electric motor to boost riders forward for a variety of reasons. And they're causing headaches for trail operators and local police alike. WVIA's Kat Bolas has more on the regulations for the emerging technology.
Kyle Brazen lives up a hill in one of Scranton's more elevated areas. He rides an electric mountain bike home.
For me, I just want to take the edge off a little bit at the end of the ride.
Brazen is part owner and general manager of Cedar Bike in South Scranton. He says two types of customers purchase e-bikes at the shop.
We have people who still want to stay active and still get exercise, and that's pretty much what we cater to. But then you have the commuter e-bike person who's looking for a bicycle to possibly replace their car, which we're seeing a lot of that now.
Riders, like their customers, are finding their way to Blakely. Guy Salerno is the borough's police chief. He says officers had to learn how the e-bikes fit into Pennsylvania's vehicle code.
We had e-bikes, electric pedicycles, and electric motorcycles riding on the roadway, riding on sidewalks, riding on the Lackawanna Valley Heritage Trail through our park. but was, okay, what are we enforcing? How are we enforcing it? What are they?
In Pennsylvania, bicycles are considered vehicles, and regardless of whether they're electrified or not, bikes have to follow traffic laws and signals. The situation officers are dealing with is tricky, especially if an e-biker buys their bike offline and not at a local shop like Cedar. Here's Brazen again.
Biggest problem with that, that's not regulated. Some of these bikes go up to 45 miles an hour.
E-bikes have to have pedals. The motor assists, not powers. Class 1 and 2 have an assist that helps riders get up to 20 miles per hour. The state says riders have to be 16 to operate those bikes. Here's Salerno.
These kids can be cited for that, for riding them not being 16 years of age. So that's one issue.
Then there's Class 3 e-bikes. Their assist goes up to 28 miles per hour.
Once you get over 25 miles an hour, okay, now you're getting into your electric motorcycles. Your electric motorcycles, they have to be registered, inspected, insured, and you have to have an M-class to operate.
He's talking about the license required to operate a motorcycle. Officers in Blakely and Clark Summit are slow to issue tickets. They're not trying to take the fun out of e-bikes, but they want riders to be safe, and they want parents to step up and keep their children informed. Here's Clark Summit Police Chief Chris Yarns.
It's about making sure that they can continue to thrive in life and play sports and not be injured and get hurt.
Owen Worsbit is Director of Operations for the Lackawanna Heritage Valley Authority. The organization maintains the Heritage Trail, which runs through Lackawanna County, mostly along the Lackawanna River.
Every municipality from Carbondale down through Taylor's been notifying us of the issues.
Worsbit says ultimately it comes down to e-bike and e-scooter operators not being courteous.
Just trying to make sure that people understand, like, even though you are on a bike or a scooter, you're still bound to follow, like, the rules of the road. Stop signs, stop red lights, and you're still a vehicle in traffic.
For Brazen, electric bicycles and scooters are not bad. They're just misused.
You have walkers, you have runners, you have cyclists, you have e-bikers. Don't run, walk, or ride more than two abreast. Don't hog the trail. Stay to your right, pass to your left. And that's for walkers, that's for runners, that's for cyclists, e-bikers, it doesn't matter.
Brazen says, ultimately, everyone needs to get on the same page. Reporting from Scranton, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling a bit more up to date than before you listened to the show. Find more stories like this at WVIA.org, including this week's Eventful, to help you make some weekend plans. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Remember, if you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and join me every weekday, wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Once again, a happy Friday Eve to all of you. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.